always, Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The re-election of Donald Trump has drawn quite the reaction from the international community, especially its leaders. China is bracing for unpredictability in its ties with the United States after the last Trump administration resulted in a trade war and a relationship turned sour. Trump has promised to slap blanket 60% tariffs on all Chinese imports, and even higher if Beijing makes a move to invade Taiwan. French President Emmanuel Macron told a leaders' gathering Thursday that Europe must seize control of its own history at a decisive moment for the continent. There has been a strategic awakening among us Europeans, and we must embrace it. We cannot delegate our security to the Americans forever. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said on Thursday he wants to work alongside Trump in tackling the dangerous new developments concerning North Korea's entry into Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I also look forward to sit down with President Trump and to navigate how collectively we'll make sure that we face this threat and that we keep our part of the world safe.
Israeli airstrikes pummeled Lebanon's capital, Beirut, overnight. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli airstrikes pounded Lebanon's capital, Beirut, overnight. In the silence of Beirut's November night, several large Israeli airstrikes pummeled buildings around the capital's southern suburbs. One of the sites targeted was next to Beirut's international airport. By the morning, Beirut's skyline was covered by a thick film of smoke from the Israeli strikes overnight. Israel invaded Lebanon in early October. Since long before that, Israel has also been carrying out waves of airstrikes against what it says are Hezbollah targets throughout the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
According to medics on Thursday, an Israeli strike has killed 10 Palestinians and wounded several others in a school in the Shati refugee camp in Gaza City. This